Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Leads customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now, on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For all those people that might be listening that's kind of new, my name is Peter Mingles. We own this station. We've been doing this for, it's almost 6 years, almost to the day. And one of the reasons why we did Building Fortunes Radio was real simple. I wanted a big microphone and a platform to be able to shine a spotlight on people doing things the right way in the home-based business arena. And today is a really special radio show for us. It's the first one we've done with this group, but it won't be the last for sure. And the reason why I say this one is kind of special is over here at Building Fortunes Radio and the other things that we do, I get a lot of people asking me, what's hot? You know, what's a really great opportunity? What's stable? Where are there good people that I might be able to find a home? Where are there really solid products where I don't have to worry about the integrity of the product line? You know, where are the really good people that I could make a home with, you know, and associate with and could help raise my level of expectation in this wonderful industry, which we call home-based businesses or network marketing or whatever you want to call it. So on this radio show, we have three special guests. Some of them I knew a little bit earlier. It's from previous relationships. And then some of them are relatively new people to us over here at Building Fortunes Radio, but have a huge depth of knowledge and experience in the business world as well as the home-based business arena as well. So I am really super excited to be able to help with the Building Fortunes Radio launch of this company. And we have three people here. We have Mark Wachter. We have Tim Tobin, and then we have Pat Newland. And Pat and I were the ones that knew each other first. She's an evangelist for home-based businesses, and we did our Distributor Rights Association stuff together. So I remember Pat, hard worker, really smart person, no nonsense, come on, guys, let's get it done, has always been Pat. So Pat's an active role as a distributor. Tim Tobin, as you'll learn, he's been around a long time as well, held lots of positions just about every level from distributor to president, vice president, whatever. He's been all over the place, kind of pulled out of retirement for this one, if you will. And then we have Mark Wachter, who I did not know before, mostly because he was or still is an attorney over in Miami Beach. He is a wealth planner as well, and I usually don't talk to too many attorneys or wealth planners relative to those types of things. But as you learn more about Mark's story, you will fall in love with Mark's story because he is the kind of guy who has always excelled at whatever he's really worked hard at. He's had the opportunity to be on top of whatever he's wanted to be on top of, and he's one of those guys that if you know that he's helping to run the show and running the show, you're in good hands. So between all three people and then some, as we'll learn as we go through this, you're going to find you're in good hands. Now, the reason why I did this radio show today is because in addition to the introduction, there's some special announcements going to be made in different magazines. They've already had a lot of publicity in different magazines. But there's going to be a new one coming out at the beginning of January 2019. They're going to be at a booth, if you will, at the Golden Globes, where there's going to be all those celebrities and all those sort of stuff that you hear about. And I wanted to get the news out so people can get a jump start on some of the things that are going on because they're going to be all over the place. And if you're looking for a home-based business or some great products, this is the group you want to work with. So I really don't know which one we're going to get started with, but let's go for the guy up on top, Mark Wachter. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you, Peter, and thank you for that introduction. That was really nice, and I appreciate that very much.
So
where do we get started?
I mentioned that I didn't know you before, but reading about your background, I was super impressed because obviously you came up as an attorney, then, you know, you're doing your stuff with the wealth planning. You were on top of your game as an early guy with the insurance company. So you've always been kind of like that overachiever, but a disciplined one where a lot of hard work had something to do with it. I read that you were influenced by your uncle, who was like a fitness guy. That kind of got you here. So why don't you blend all that together and tell us how you got started in this company, which, by the way, is called Live Ultimate. So if you go to liveultimate.com, you'll get a little bit of a background. And I got to mention this. Because it's a like a network marketing company, however you found yourself here, if you found yourself referred by somebody who said, hey, you got to listen to this radio show, make sure you go back to that person and sign up or buy under that person. But if you want to go see because you've never heard of it before, maybe this might be your first exposure, liveultimate.com. So back to you, Mark. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, thank you, Peter. So as you shared, I am an attorney. I am a wealth planner as well. My passion has always been health and wellness. And actually, I'm 52 now. I'll be 53 next month. But when I was 14 years old, I was one of the youngest runners to complete the New York City Marathon. And so fitness and nutrition was always something I was interested in. In 1996, I guess a little over 20 years ago, I had the opportunity to attend an event in Hawaii that was hosted by Anthony Robbins and other top experts on health and peak performance. And I had just a major epiphany at that event, and I learned so much about the importance of an alkaline-based diet. And an alkaline-based diet really means the importance of eating more deep, dark greens primarily and less acidic-based foods like meat, dairy, cheese, alcohol, sugar, and coffee. And I wrote something down 22 years ago that I still to this day, you know, swear by, and it's that the foundation of peak performance in all aspects of life begins with a healthy, alkalized body. And I made a commitment 22 years ago that I was going to start my morning every day by taking a green drink. And I've stuck to it for 22 years now, and it's changed my life. I'm aging really well. I look great for my age. I feel great for my age, and I just know that this was just a great thing that I was doing for myself. And over the last 20 years, I have been sharing this with anybody that would listen to me. When I met my wife, she thought I was crazy at first, and now she does the same routine as me, and it's just been wonderful. And I think it just hit me about, you know, 4 or 5 years back that I felt like I had a gift to share with the world, and I was really just passionate about health and wellness, and I wanted to create a brand that could make a difference. And so we created this brand, Live Ultimate, and it has the highest possible standards. We have a True North mission statement that I wrote literally at 4 o'clock in the morning when I couldn't sleep one night, when it just hit me what this brand was meant to be about. And the first 11 words begin with uncompromising standards and the belief that we must continuously evolve. It goes on to say that we create next level, best in class, all natural wellness products that profoundly improve the quality of people's health, appearance, and overall well-being. And we do have uncompromising standards. So we have a line of nutrition products that are all USDA organic certified, kosher certified, vegan certified, 100% raw. We use only all glass packaging. We're meticulous about the attention to detail to make sure we put out products in the marketplace that can really make a difference. I'm really proud of the brand that we created. We also have a skincare line that's EWG verified. For those that don't know, EWG is short for the Environmental Working Group, and the Environmental Working Group is the most respected organization out there that educates people on the importance of skin safety. And it's so important, not only what we put in our bodies, but what we put on our bodies. And there's so much evidence now that the chemicals in skincare products are getting absorbed into our bloodstream and are causing all sorts of health issues. So I'm really proud that we received this EWG verified mark, which is the most trusted seal for skin safety. So it's just another thing that again, that we're proud of with the company. So that's where we're at, love to answer any other questions.
Sure. Well, I'm going to bring Tim and I'm going to bring Pat in just a second, but you have some exciting things going on, your attention to details and your level of perfection relative to refining the product and the packaging and everything else like that has really made a lot of people take a look at this. You're going to be in a magazine, I think, again. I know I've seen you all over the place in different magazines. But you're going to be in another big one. Tell us about that, and then also talk a little bit about some of the celebrities that have been using your product, and they can pick whatever they want because they could usually afford whatever they choose, and now they're picking your product line. So talk to us a little bit about the magazine and whatever else is happening.
Sure. Well, we are really excited to share that we will be in Maxim Magazine, a big featured story about Live Ultimate. It's expected to go out the beginning of January, I think hopefully around January 2nd. So as soon as that's out, we'll make sure to get you a link for that. It's exciting. I mean, to be able to be featured in something like that is something that I know myself and the whole Live Ultimate team is really proud of. We've come a long way. We've done a lot of work to get to this point where we are able to get stories featured like that in prominent magazines like that. And as far as just the celebrities that have, you know, been involved and attached themselves to this brand, one of the other things that we've done with Live Ultimate is that, you know, I started a charity run. I believe in the importance of giving back, and I started a charity run a while back, and we call it the Live Ultimate Run. And in 2014 and 15, Serena Williams aligned with us, and we raised money for her charity. The run was called the Serena Williams Live Ultimate Run. If you go to YouTube or just Google Serena Williams Live Ultimate Run, you'll see tons of videos and stories about that. So that was really cool to align with her. Last year, we aligned with Ray Allen, the NBA Basketball Hall of Famer, was the host of our 2017 Live Ultimate Run, where we raised money for his charity cause as well. And we have a lot of very interesting, important people that can really afford anything, but they have attached themselves to our brand because our products, they really are they're best in class. And I think anybody with means will appreciate the value that we have. But I think, you know, we cater not just to celebrities, we cater to everybody because we believe everybody deserves the right to live their best life possible. So there are, you know, definitely several celebrities that love our brand and have gotten behind it. But there's also a lot of great people out there that aren't celebrities that love our brand as well. So,
and I think you mentioned something you were doing with Golden Globes.
Yes, so we were invited to be at the Golden Globes gifting suite for HBO, which is taking the Golden Globes is January 6th in Los Angeles, but the gifting suite is on January 4th and 5th, and I will be out there with my wife. Giving gifts of our products to the HBO celebrities, and hopefully we'll get some really nice pictures with them, and we'll be sharing that with our audience as well.
Excellent. Okay, good. We're going to do this. We're going to take a little commercial break. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Mark Wachter. He's with Live Ultimate. He owns the company. Started it several years ago, launching it always, you know, always refining products, expanding product lines. Started off with skincare and the Ultimate Elixir, which is really an amazing sounding product. I'll learn more about it. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
Perfect. We're back. This is Peter Ringles here. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you want to hear this again and future radio shows, go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Live Ultimate. So buildingfortunesradio.com /liveultimate. You'll be able to hear this as well as the previous ones. Also, you'll be able to find the guest spots where we're going to give you some more information on the company, some of the other articles that were written, some of the other features and things like that that are going on as well. But I don't want to take up any more time. I want Mark to introduce two special people. Like I mentioned, I know Pat Newlin from my previous experiences as part of the Distributor Rights Association, which is a trade association. And then Tim Tobin. Tim's been around for a long time, and if he just mentioned a few of the companies that he worked with or formulated and stuff like that, you'd say, oh, my gosh, you have a huge level of experience at every level, So from beginning to mature, and perfect for being able to head up the growth of this company as well as far as the expansion. So you're in good hands if you're looking to either buy the product or build a business. So, Mark, I'll let you do introductions.
Sure. Well, I think I'll start with Tim because I think it's only fair for Tim to give an introduction to Pat Newlin because I met Pat through Tim. So I think it's probably best to first introduce Tim, but obviously two amazing people that I'm so excited and proud to have on this team. Tim, to have gotten Tim to join our company with all his experience to help lead this with me and train our sales team. It's just a great honor, and I know everybody involved with Live Ultimate is so excited to have Tim on our team. So, yeah, without any further ado, Tim, tell us your story and how you fell in love with Live Ultimate.
My pleasure. Well, just to begin with, guys, I'll give you just a little background on myself. I started in the industry some 30 years ago, straight out of college, like a lot of kids are coming out with a lot of student debt and stuff. We got in the corporate world and found out it wasn't what we was all cracked up to be. And you really couldn't make any money. You felt trapped. You felt dissatisfied. You couldn't get the money you needed. You couldn't pay off your student debt. And I started looking for a way out of that, and I ran into a young company. My life seems to be around startups, and I got with a young startup at that time. And it changed my life, and that's how I got into this industry and network marketing. That company went on to become a multi-billion-dollar global concern, but I learned from the very best there. It was exciting. It was a great place to be. I became one of their top distributors very quickly. It was a team of I think there was about 30 of us that just took off right to the top. But I had a chance to do my own thing, and when that chance and opportunity came around, I went and I did that, and I took what I knew there and went to another company and came in as the executive vice president of that company, was also one of the founders of that company, helped fund to get it going. And as you know, startups are tough, but we weathered the storm. We got out there, we made it happen, and that company sold over $1 billion worth of product, and it's still in business today. So I'm proud to say that the companies that I've put my name on there, they're still in business. I've consulted for a few that haven't made it because people won't listen. But the ones that I've really got behind, I've been fortunate to work with some people that knew what it took to get things to happen. But I was kind of out of the industry, and I let some of the people in the industry know, some of the headhunters, and I said, look, don't call me, because they call me. And I said, don't call me unless you've got something really special. And you guys know what special is. You know what the run-of-the-mill stuff are, the people that come to you are, trying to get a price point for a certain product and premixes for vitamins and all that kind of stuff and really don't have anything unique. So just don't bother me with it. I don't want to do it. And I got a call, it was almost not quite a year later, from one guy who I really respect. He said, I've got something special, you need to look at it. And I respected him a lot. And so I looked at it. And the first thing I did is I saw the brand and I saw the products. And with a marketing background, because a lot of times in our industry, you don't see a great brand. You see people break through with a lot of hard work and some decent management. But this guy had really, Mark Walker, had really put together a brand like no other. And as a person with a marketing background, I was just impressed to no end. And the products were absolutely incredible. I mean, all glass packaging, things that nobody in our industry ever did. And so I got excited about it. I said, I'll talk to this guy. And then when I just saw that there was something in his DNA that was special. He was one of those guys, like some of the guys I met before, one of the guys I met that built that multi-billion-dollar company. I saw some of the same things in Mark Walker, and that's this. I can work with this guy. This is something I will, and it just felt right all the way along. For people that have been in the industry like I have for decades, your instincts tell you right away. You can just, the hair on the back of your neck stands up. You're like, you just get excited. Like, I can't believe I could find something that would be one of those great runs of one of those great companies in this industry, which is so much fun when it's right and so bad when it's not. It's like a great marriage and romance. And when it's right, it's absolutely a special, special place to be. And what happens in these, because I've always worked with these startups, is there tends to be a coalescence of talent from different backgrounds that tend to pop up when something like this comes along. And I kept seeing that with Mark. The people who were behind the company, as far as some of the investors, were incredible. I mean, I got to talk to them. They interviewed me before they even let me come here. It was so impressive with what these guys did, their background. And then it's time when I started to see Brian the Botanist. I won't call him anything else, but I love that name. He's an athlete, brilliant guy, but behind those products, other people just all around the place inside the company. And then I, you know, it felt good to me, and all my instincts, you know, came around. I got to reach out, and because it's about 30 minutes from me. After I moved down to Texas, I moved back to somebody here, and her name was Pat Newland, and Pat was got her first run in the industry of network marketing with one of my first companies when she was back before. She's kind of a newbie. She'd never done anything, and so she could be trained, and she would listen, and she would do all those things, and she had a desire for a place, and she'll tell you more about that. But all of a sudden, she saw it, and those same instincts, because people have been trying to get Pat, too. How do you get people like this? Because there's an instinct in them that says, I don't think so. Or they'll look at it a little bit. They'll kind of get around a little bit. They'll feel it out. No. And then all of a sudden, you get to a place like this where it feels good to me. It really, more than good, it feels extraordinary to me. You know, you have to temper these things because you start to fall in love with something. You want to make sure that's going to be lasting. And working with startups, that's where my instincts are at. So I knew that this was special and was going to make it. And I knew that Pat would be a good test for it as well. So if Pat looked at it and she started to get excited about it, she's got a great background in nutrition, just as I do as well. And by the way, the products were right up my alley because I have – evolved over time to where I know what's the best in the industry that's out there. And then Mark was putting it together beyond that. We even got a thing called Ultimate Shrooms you must hear about, which is an extraordinary product that nobody else has got out there. Again, in all glass packaging, something nobody else does. But these discerning people with experience start to get around a company and they start to go, this feels really good. And you don't want to get hurt again because you know how special these can be. But all of a sudden you go, it's a pull that you just can't resist anymore because you know it's going to work. There's that discerningness that's inside of you, and all these different talents are coming around. And we're starting to see more and more of those talents show up all the time and pass out in the field as an ambassador. She's a lead ambassador right now. And all this is starting to happen, that coalescence of talent, that high activity level starts to happen, the momentum takes off, and you really have something special. So that's what really drew me here. That's kind of the quick 5-minute background of what was going on from when I got started to how I ended up here. And then I'm going to go ahead and tell you a little bit about Pat and introduce her so she can do it. I already have told you a lot about her, but I have a personal relationship with Pat. I respect her very much. I don't put her into things. Or if I'm in something, I think it's okay. It might be. We'll talk about it that way. If I think I've got something that's extraordinary, I'm going to tell her that. But she's going to know it as well. So I took it to Pat, and she started to look at it. And she started to have the same reaction than I did, but I don't want to steal that from you. This is a woman that's got 30 years of business experience. She's not one of those people that did it once, because she's in a company where they did it once, they didn't respect her, and they lost her. And as a company, when they don't respect people, you start to lose these people because you don't want to protect their check and their future. They start to go away, and those companies start to fade into the sunset, and that's what's happening with some of these other companies. But she had to leave those places, and she went and did it again. And again, but again, it was the management that let her down. The management here, I've seen Mark Walker. I've seen the people behind this company. They're not going to let her down. So here she is again, and I'm just going to let her take from her because she's a special talent with all these years in the business. We've both been in about the same period of time. So, Pat, please.
Well, thanks so much, Tim. And, you know, as a distributor, as somebody that's out in the field, there's certain things that mean a lot to you. And of course, when I first got involved, and Tim was my very first vice president, he taught me so many of the things I know. I was a single mom with 4 children, and I'm a teacher by education, and really found myself single after having a wonderful married life, but I was not able to replicate that luxurious lifestyle I had enjoyed with 4 children on a teacher's salary. So network marketing kind of found me, and I really was intrigued with it because it had all the elements that I was good at. I like people. I'm a teacher by education, so I like to teach and train. I'm also teachable. So I became very successful, and over the years, I've just increased my success, and I've built several companies. And it's one of those, once this industry gets under your skin, you can't really walk away from it forever. I did take kind of a hiatus in the industry over the last few years because I'm 71 now. I just got remarried 8.5 years ago, and I really wanted to focus on my marriage because I'm here to tell you, network marketing is a lot of hard work. It's a simple business, but it's a lot of hard work. And I chose to really focus on my marriage because I knew if I didn't, I wouldn't have a marriage or a network marketing business. So that's what I did. And so when Tim came to me with, you know, with this company, you know, I told him, I said, listen, Tim, so many people have flown me out to meet the company. So many people have told me about this great product over the last few years. And nothing just ever lit me up because, number one, the product sounded great. And then I would fly out and I would meet the company. And, you know, all the elements weren't there. All the pieces weren't in place. And so it would just leave you as a distributor in the field to have to work 10 times harder to try to make up for the lack of management. Or they have great management, but the products were just so-so. And I'm like Tim, I've been into health and nutrition since I was 19 years old. And let me tell you, that's a long time ago. And that's way before the supplement industry was the craze. But there was a lot of adult onset diabetes in my family. And my dad got it. He died at an early age of it. I was determined I wasn't going to get it. And so that put me on my quest to always be the best person. And when I found out about Live Ultimate, I was excited about the skincare because I'm 71. I want to live to be 120. I want to look good and feel good. And so I thought, wow, natural skincare, that is awesome. I recognize a lot of the ingredients. I thought, man, I'm going to go to town with this. But I want to be a product of the product. I'm all about always being a product of the product. So I tried the Ultimate Elixir. I was already doing greens. I've been doing alkalizing greens for, like Mark, probably 20 years. And in fact, a lot of days I juice greens, but I had never taken a mushroom product. So, but I get on both of those products, and I'm starting to see the difference in the people that I put on the product and my husband, and I'm starting to notice the difference that I'm feeling. Now, this is somebody who, I mean, I don't have any like prescription drugs. I'm in perfect health, and I am noticing dramatic changes. And so I've kind of come full circle. Yes, do I still love the skincare? Yes, my skin loves it. People talk about my skin everywhere I go. People comment on how great my skin looks. But let me tell you, it's feeding yourself from the inside out and the outside in because the elixir and the mushrooms are on a par with, there's nothing on a par with these products. And once I started delving into the quality of the mushrooms, because there's lots of mushroom products out there, but they don't hold a candle to what Brian the Botanist and Mark have put together with our shrooms. And so it just all came together for me as an opportunity to be part of a company that has been growing and exposing people to the products, but they're ready for this momentum, this wave of momentum that's going to happen in 2019, and I just knew I could be a part of that, and I could help lead and teach and train and share my 28 years experience with people that are new to the industry. And one other quick note, let me tell you, this whole older generation marketplace to recruit people is an awesome opportunity because when you get past a certain age, you can't get a job, a J-O-B, if you wanted one. Not that I would want one, but no J-O-B is ever going to pay you what this industry will pay you. And my generation and people even 10 years younger than me, I mean, we have the good work ethic that we know what it takes. We're not afraid to work. We're not afraid to apply ourselves to build a business. So everything's lined up. The stars are lined up. The products are unbelievable. The management is amazing. I've never had a chance to work with somebody as energetic and committed. His conviction on his belief in these products is par none. Nobody can compare to what Mark, how he feels about this company. I mean, this is his baby. So I'm just really excited to be along for the ride and hope to be leading the Pony Express as we're heading on down the highway.
Excellent. Great information. Now, you know, I at the beginning of this show, I said I was really